Ganpati Bappa, the friend of all. In a quiet little village, surrounded by green fields, flowing rivers, and the fragrance of blooming flowers, people lived happily with love and togetherness. The village had a small temple at its center, and in that temple was a beautiful idol of Ganpati Bappa. His round belly shone like the full moon. His eyes sparkled with kindness, and his trunk was always curved gently as though it was smiling. Every morning and evening, the villagers would gather to sing aarti and offer fresh flowers, fruits, and modaks to their beloved Bappa. Among the villagers lived a little boy named Swapnil. Swapnil was about 9 years old, playful and curious, always full of questions. He loved to climb trees, chase butterflies, and ask his grandmother endless questions about the gods. Dadi, he once asked, "Why does Ganpati Bappa have an elephant's head? Why is he called Vignaharta, the remover of obstacles?" His grandmother smiled. "Ah, child, Ganpati Bappa is special. He is not just a god. He is a friend to all who call upon him. Whenever you are in trouble, he comes quietly, like a gentle breeze, to clear your path. He teaches us that no obstacle is too big if we keep faith, patience, and wisdom." Swapnil's eyes grew wide. "Does that mean Papa can help me too if I ever get into trouble?" he asked his grandmother. "Of course," said his grandmother. "But remember, Bappa doesn't always solve problems by magic. Sometimes he gives us courage. Sometimes he sends help through others. And sometimes he whispers wisdom in our hearts. That is his way." Swapnil thought about this deeply. As days passed, the most awaited time of the year arrived, Ganesh Chaturthi. The whole village was buzzing with excitement. Homes were cleaned, streets were decorated with flowers and rangolis, and people sang songs of joy. On the first day of the festival, a grand clay idol of Ganpati Bappa was brought into the temple. With drums, dancing, and chants of Ganpati Bappa Moria, Swapnil joined the crowd. His little hands raised in devotion, shouting with all his heart. Bappa looked magnificent. He was seated on a lotus, his trunk turned to the left, holding a modak in one hand, an ankush in another, a lotus in the third, and His blessing palm raised high. His Vahana, the little Mushak Raj, sat at his feet, looking as mischievous as Swapnil himself. For 10 days, the village was filled with prayers, laughter, and celebration. Children sang songs. Elders narrated stories of Bapa's wisdom, and everyone shared sweets. But on the 7th day, something unexpected happened. One evening, dark clouds gathered in the sky. The wind howled, lightning flashed, and thunder roared. Soon, heavy rain poured down, flooding the fields and filling the river dangerously. The villagers grew worried. The river was rising so fast that it threatened to overflow into the village. If it did, all the crops, homes, and the temple would be all washed away. The village elders gathered. What shall we do? The river's dams is weak. If it breaks, everything will be destroyed. Swapnil listened quietly. His heart pounded. He thought of Bapa's smiling face in the temple. Bapa is Vignaharta. He will save us, he whispered to himself. But how? That night, while everyone was busy securing their homes, Swapnil ran to the temple. The rain was pouring, but he didn't care. He stood before the idol of Lord Ganpati Bapa and folded his hands. Bapa, he prayed, they say you are the remover of obstacles. Today, my village is in trouble. Please, please help us. Don't let the river swallow our homes. I am just a small boy. I don't know what to do, but I only trust you. For a moment, the temple was silent. Then, as the oil lamps flickered, Swapnil felt something deep in his heart, like a warm voice whispering gently, "Child, obstacles are not always removed by hands of stone. They are removed by hands of courage, unity, and wisdom. Go, bring your people together. My blessings are with you." Swapnil's eyes lit up. He kind of understood what Lord Ganesha told him. The next morning, though the rain had not stopped, Swapnil ran to the elders. "I have an idea," he said breathlessly. "Lord Ganesha told me in my heart we must work together to strengthen the dam with sandbags and stones. If we sit and wait, the water will break everything. But if we unite, we can save our village." The elders of the village looked at him in surprise. "But you are just a child. How can we trust your plan?" Swapnil raised his chin bravely. "Didn't you always say Lord Ganpati Bappa teaches wisdom? Well, he gave me this thought. Let's not waste time, Swapnil said. Something in the boy's sincerity touched the elders of the village. One by one, the villagers agreed. Men, women, and children all joined hands. They carried sacks of sand, stones, and logs to the river bank. They worked day and night, their voices echoing Ganpati Bappa Moria. It was hard, tiring work. The river roared angrily, but people stood firm. Slowly, the dam was strengthened. The water still rose, but it could no longer break through. The villagers were safe. When the storm finally passed and the sun shone again, the fields glistened with raindrops like pearls. The villagers cheered with relief. That evening, everyone gathered in the temple. The air was filled with fragrance of essence. The village pujari said, "Today, our village was saved not by magic, but by faith, courage, and unity. And who gave us that wisdom? Our beloved Lord Ganpati Bappa, through the innocent heart of little Swapnil." The villagers looked at Swapnil with admiration. "You reminded us that Lord Bappa doesn't remove obstacle. He teaches us how to overcome them." Swapnil blushed but looked up at the idol. In his heart, he felt Bappa's gentle smile. Well, on the day of the Visarjan, to bid farewell to Lord Bappa with music and dance, the idol of Lord Ganesha was carried to the river for the Visarjan. As the idol slowly dissolved in the water, Swapnil's eyes filled with tears. "Bappa, will you come back next year?" he whispered. And again, in his heart, he felt that warm whisper. "Child, I never leave. I am always with you. In every challenge, in every smile, in every act of goodness you do, call me and I shall be there." Swapnil smiled through his tears. He now knew that Lord Ganesha was not just an idol in the temple. He is a friend, a guide, and a light in everyone's heart. From that day on, whenever Swapnil faced a problem, whether it was a difficult lesson at school, a fight with a friend, or helping someone in need, he would close his eyes and say, "Lord Ganesha, give me wisdom." And sure enough, courage and clarity would find him.